So the next speaker is Luca Wilk from the University of Lübeck, and he will talk about some recent work he has been doing, actually attack research. I'm very excited that the dev room from the start has had some consistent attack research line as well, which I think is very important for this new type of technology. So Luca, enlighten us.
Yeah, thank you very much for the kind introduction. I will be talking about SEVSTEP, which is a single-stepping framework for AMD SEV, and it's open source and available on GitHub, so feel free to check it out. And this was created as part of an academic paper, which is joint work with these great people down here. Okay, just a quick recap where we are in the trusted execution environment landscape. So as the name suggests, SEVSTEP is about AMD SEV, so we are in this confidential VM area here. However, single stepping is something that basically affects all TEEs that are out there right now, so keep that in mind. Okay, with that out of the way, we can jump right in and explore what single stepping attacks actually are. So we start with a quite high level picture. What you want to do here is you want to take some kind of snapshot or observation of our protected application, and we will use this for our attack. Now, if our TEE runs normally, then it runs basically at full speed. And if we take these snapshots, we don't have like any synchronization with this TEE process. And thus, the observation and the data that we get is very blurry. But now, if we start to interrupt the enclave at certain points, then we have these synchronous points in time where you can start to take our snapshots. So it's not running in parallel anymore, but the enclave is paused when we take our snapshot. And thus, we already get a little bit more information. And now, if we take this to the maximum resolution, and we are able to interrupt the enclave after every single instruction reliably, then we get a pretty clear picture of what's going on. So I hope that already gave you like a good intuition. And now I will go into what single-stepping attacks have actually been used for, mostly in academia. And these are all examples that have been done with SGXSTEP, which really made this popular in academia because it made single-stepping very accessible. So the first attack avenue basic here is something called interrupt latency. And there you basically measure how long it takes from where you like started this attack to when you get like this callback that the enclave has been now interrupted or exited. And it has been shown that this timing actually revealed something about the kind of information that's running in the enclave. And for some instructions, like diff instructions, you can even learn something about the operand. So dividing by certain numbers takes longer than dividing by other numbers. And thus you reveal the kind of instruction and maybe even the operand with these attacks. Then the second major attack avenue here is called interrupt counting or instruction counting. And here the idea is that certain algorithms and applications have secret dependent control flows. That's especially true for cryptographic algorithms, where you have some secret key, and then I do some large integer multiplication or division, and the code that does that executes a different numbers of instructions depending on the secret data. And now when I do this single-stepping attacks, I can simply count the numbers of steps that I take, and then if I know on which code page I'm currently am, then I can learn something about the secret data just by observing the number of instructions. So in this tiny example here, we have a conditional jump, and in one case, we skip over this move here, in the others we don't, so here we get two instructions executed, here three, and by knowing the code that's currently running, we can infer the value of the secret bit here. Then the third really popular attack avenue is not directly single stepping, but closely related. It's called zero stepping. And here the idea is that we interrupt the enclave even more frequently, so before it is able to actually execute a single instruction. So it doesn't make any progress on an architectural level, but on a microarchitectural level, this first instruction is already starting to execute, and then gets aborted and rolled back. But on the microarchitectural state, there's actually still already stuff going on, and these attacks are able to measure this. And what we can do then is basically take an infinite number of measurements, but only running the enclave once. And this then allows you to measure really, really tiny effects. And then the third column here is kind of the miscellaneous catch-all column. So as you can imagine, just by increasing this temporal resolution, you can improve basically any side channel attack. So it has been used in many of these MDS attacks here, for example. Okay, so now that we know what single stepping basically is and why it's really dangerous, we come to the main question of this talk here. Can SEV VMs be single stepped, and if so, how?